Hi everyone, a good Friday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Overall, a good start to the day with a mix of sun and clouds, but as we head deeper through the afternoon, an upper-level disturbance rotates through the flow to provide us some additional cloud cover issues and the opportunity for a rain or perhaps even, in fact, a mountain snow shower. Beyond that, as we head through the upcoming weekend, high pressure will continue to build on in from the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest, as well as extending that ridge axis all the way through the Virginias and the Carolinas to be able to provide us a good start to the weekend with a nice amount of sunshine for Saturday before an evolving system across mid-country heads this way as we head through Easter Sunday. In the meantime, as we push through the noon hour, temperature-wise, we're at 49 as of last check at Albany National. Upper 30s, though, as you make your way toward the heart of the Catskills. Got a temperature of 38 as you make your way towards Stanford, 39 Bel Air Mountain, 41 at Halkut Center. Back into the Hudson Valley we go. In the village of Catskill, we're sitting at 51 right now, 54 at Hudson. But down beyond that, we run into Kingston at 52 and 51 in Hurley. Closer to the capital region we go, 49 in Glenmont, 50 at Brunswick to 47 at Averill Park. It's 45 as you cross the Mohawk River from Albany County into extreme southern Saratoga County at Fisher Ferry. Beyond that, in toward the Spa City, 49 at Saratoga Springs, 48 at Greenwich, 46 at Balsam Spa. Into the North Country in the Adirondacks we go, 48 at Hadley to 48 at Argonne, 49 at Hudson Falls. And further north into the heart of the Adirondacks where some snow showers are flying near Mount Van Hovenberg and Lake Placid, 36 Mount Van Hovenberg, 41 at Long Lake. All right, again, the surface analysis on the noon hour shows an upper-level disturbance rotating through the flow across New York and New England. High pressure builds in with gradual clearing for the overnight period, and high pressure takes over for Saturday before we deal with the cloud cover issues, at least after a decent start to the day, just in time for Easter sunrise services on Monday morning. A quick review of the climatological data for today, Friday, March 29th. The average high-low split is 50 and 31. The record high today, 85 from 1946, zero the record low from 1923. The sun will set later today at 7:18, rise again on Saturday morning at 6:41, setting at 7:19 on Saturday evening. Again, that's approximately 12 hours and 39 minutes for a length of day for tomorrow. So in the forecast for the remainder of the afternoon, any sunshine that we do see east of the Hudson Valley will give way to the clouds and will all be mostly cloudy as we head through the afternoon. It will be breezy as well. The threat of a rain shower, perhaps a mountain snow shower, and a high of 50. An evening rain or snow shower, otherwise we look for gradual clearing overnight tonight as the wind eases up, a low down to 31. Then for Saturday, a sunny start to the day before we see a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be a bit breezy with a high of 52. Rest of the Ascendant forecast shows, just in time for Easter sunrise services Sunday morning, a decent amount of sunshine at sunrise. Then we'll see that sunshine give way to the clouds, with some showers arriving as we head through the afternoon, continuing into the evening, a high in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mixed sun and clouds, some scattered showers around on Monday, perhaps an isolated shower still possible on Tuesday. Highs in the upper 40s on Monday, lower 40s though, as we head through next Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend and a great Easter holiday weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.